Say you're a teenage girl in Florida who's just had a baby. You haven't been in contact with the father. Maybe you don't really know who he is, but you do have a family that's willing to adopt your child. There's just one hitch. Under a new Florida law, you've got to give the father a chance to come forward. The law requires you to publish the most intimate details about yourself and your sexual past in the local newspaper. NPR's Philip Davis reports the law is being challenged in court.
Roger and Don Schneider, a couple who live in a town north of Palm Beach County, want to adopt a 2-year-old girl named Nina, who was born to a now 16-year-old girl they know. Roger and Don are both professionals in their early 40s. The adoption process was going great, Schneider said.
The adoption, we were going to do it December, like 2 weeks before Christmas. Said, "Oh, what a wonderful Christmas present." Well, they threw it out of court because of this new law, because we could not say unknown father. Well, she doesn't know who the father is because it could be one of several different guys.
Under Florida's new adoption law, Nina's biological mother has to publish an ad in a local newspaper once a week for 4 weeks to seek out the father. To help the potential father recognize his progeny, the mother has to not only include her name and the birth date of the child, but also where it was conceived and the names of all the sexual partners she may have had around the time of the conception. Schneider, who comes from the same town in New York State as the girl, says it's too much.
She don't want anyone to know. Her grandmother still lives up here. Her aunts and uncles live up there. I mean, they all know about it, but their friends might not know. It's nobody's business. It's the family's business.
Now, the adoption is in limbo. Charlotte Dansu, an adoption lawyer who represents the girl and the Schneiders, says she's seen even worse happen because of the new law.
I've had numerous women walk out of my office and have abortions rather than have their name in the newspaper, number one. Number two, these women are usually coming to you to place their child for adoption because they're trying to do something right, do something that is in the best interest of the child. And now the Florida legislature has decided that to protect the fathers out there who might want to parent these children, we must put the scarlet letter on her chest and expose her name and all of her private information to the world.
State Senator Walter Skip Campbell spearheaded the bill in the state legislature.
In society, there's a lot of people who believe that most of these biological fathers don't give a darn. And that might be true, but there are some out there who do and will come forth and accept parental responsibility.
Campbell says the newspaper notices are small and don't overly invade a woman's privacy.
Is it humiliating? I don't think it's humiliating. I think it's just something that has to be done to make sure that that adoption is done properly.
Campbell says the law was intended to stop situations in which fathers appear and contest adoptions at the last minute. He says courts are granting fathers increasing rights these days. But adoption lawyer Charlotte Dansu says that's not true. The U.S. Supreme Court has actually ruled that fathers who don't take the opportunity to be parents have no rights. Now Dansu is challenging Florida's law in court. She says it's a woman's rights issue.
They have gone to the extreme of the woman and the child and the adoptive parents. Their rights have totally been outweighed by that potential dad who, you know, had a one-night stand and he's out there and they're assuming that he may want to come claim this child.
Dansu has already won a victory, though it's just a partial one. Palm Beach County Judge Peter Blank ruled that the law did violate privacy rights. However, he said it only applied to women who conceived children because they were raped or sexually assaulted. Women, even underage girls who got pregnant through consensual sex, are still not protected. But the growing dispute over the law means it's likely that the state legislature will revisit the issue when it reconvenes next year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.